This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts, the big ones in the business at least, they want to charge you for their websites. We give you more for free than they will charge you for, I bet. Not that I've gone and actually paid for their subscriptions to know for sure, but I bet you it's true. Prove me wrong. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. And, yeah, you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So lots, of course, in the news and stuff to talk about. But there was actually a news story, or not really a news story, more of an opinion piece that I had in the show prep for Saturday night, and we never got around to it, as is so often the case here on Free Talk Live. It's about the so-called social contract. The article is from caseyresearch.com, and the headline is, "The social contract is a fraud. Anyone trying to enforce it is acting criminally."
Okay.
By Paul Rosenberg. He says, when you hear the word social, it's even money that you're being snookered. Social justice, for example, is primarily a ruse for penalizing individuals without any finding of fact as to their individual guilt. Whether you actually did anything deserving a penalty is irrelevant. It's social. And if you question the deal, you're a bad person.
Well, I would like to say on social justice, I've trotted this out in a few Quaker forums on Facebook that essentially social justice is just a code word for stealing money from people.
Now, the Quakers are into social justice, right?
They tend to be, yeah.
But they're also supposedly not into having one man above another.
Apparently, there is some form of social justice in the minds of some people out there that doesn't have to do with government intervention in any way. So whatever that is, I'm for it.
Okay.
Because it's voluntary and peaceful.
But they've never been able to explain it to you because you don't know what it is.
They've explained it to me. Like, whatever their concepts are is fine. Like, consider that social justice is whatever, you know, some sort of equality that they see or whatever. You know, rich people giving their money voluntarily to help poor people or mm-hmm. something. And that social justice, when instituted by the government, is rich people having their money taken from them by force and given to poor people. Like, mm-hmm. there's a difference in some people's minds when it comes to social justice. And the author here says, not every time, he just says most times. Right?
He says it is primarily a ruse.
There you mm-hmm. go.
So, going on, he says the granddaddy of all the social scams, however, is the social contract. That's what replaced the divine right of kings in the 17th and 18th centuries when it was falling apart. This is, in Wikipedia's slightly edited words, quote, a theory or model that addresses the questions of the origin of society and the legitimacy of the authority of the state over the individual. Unquote. In other words, this was the new explanation of why it's right for one group of men to rule over other men. Wikipedia continues, quote, arguments typically posit that individuals have consented, either explicitly or tacitly, to surrender some of their freedoms and submit to the authority of the ruler in exchange for protection of their remaining rights, unquote. And, of course, as we know, just to interject here, as we know, there is no deal. You know, the protection isn't there, first of all. If they protect you, it's only because it'll make them look good to protect you. If they don't protect you, there's no obligation to do so. And because there's no obligation for them to protect, there can be no obligation for you to be obliged to them.
Yeah, I think it's really important to flesh that out a little bit. The Supreme Court has ruled, and I think in most recently in a case where two women were being raped over the course of something like 48 hours.
Oh, that's an old case.
Yeah, but this
they've
most
ruled
recent,
since then.
Since then? Okay, great.
They rule this all the time.
There is an instance where two women were being raped over the course of 48 hours.
Warren versus District of Columbia.
They called the police on multiple occasions, and the police kind of drove by and looked and didn't see nothing and left. It must not be serious this third time they've called. And this same thing kept happening, and the Supreme Court ruled that no, they don't have an obligation to protect you, and if they did, they'd be forced to make good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you hire an insurance company to protect your stuff, you know, you pay a certain premium, and if it gets stolen or damaged or whatever,
there's an actual contract there, too, when you have an insurance company.
Absolutely.
You can read the terms.
You can read the terms. They have to pay you back. The police, they fail to protect you. Nothing happens because they have no obligation to protect.
Yeah, but do you think that they know that they have no obligation to protect you? I think most police are operating under the assumption that it's their job to protect you, aren't they?
I think they may think it's their job and that they may have to perform at a certain level. But we have heard, we heard somebody call in who was talking, I think he was a rookie cop, or he was telling the story of a friend who was a rookie cop or something like that. And he's like, you know, knife fight at 34th and 5544 34th Street. And, you know, he's like, get ready to go. He's sitting in the partner's car. He's like, come on. And the partner's like,
whoa, what? Hold on there, buddy.
You got somebody, a family member there? And he said, no, well, we're just going to wait a little while here. You don't want to get in the middle of it. And essentially,
wow.
And that's the story he told. I'm not claiming.
It's a good story.
I'm not claiming that story is true or false in that instance. I will, however, claim there are police officers that act that way simply because statistically there must be police officers that act that way. Mm. And
yeah, it's also
somebody,
self-interested. I mean,
if somebody's incentivized to act in a certain fashion, which is to say, you know, it's not like the courts are going to go after you for it.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're a police officer, you never show up when they call you. That's not going to work out. But if you're like, what can I tell you? We had some traffic. Yeah. What can they say?
So a group of rulers gets to ignore our rights, take away our money continually, punish us when it wishes, and even send us off to war. And that's all okay, because we somehow agreed to the deal. It's a contract, after all. Except it's not. If an adult wants to sign away his rights and make himself a serf to politicians, that's his choice, and I won't take it from him. But for the deal to be legit, a clear agreement and authorizations on both sides are required. A contract, again, from Wikipedia, is the following. Quote, an agreement having a lawful object entered into voluntarily by two or more parties, each of whom intends to create one or more legal obligations between them. The elements of a contract are offer and acceptance by competent persons having legal capacity who exchange consideration to create mutuality of obligation. A social contract fails this standard in multiple ways. In fact, it's not a contract in any rational sense of the term, and if it's not a contract, then the use of that word is fraudulent. Now, fraud is the false representation with the intent of persuading a victim to part with property, and that is precisely what's being done with the social contract, and on a gigantic scale. We have a supposed contract, and we have trillions of dollars changing hands based upon its legitimacy. If, in fact, it is not a contract, then the entirety of the arrangement is a massive criminal fraud. So, is this social contract legitimate? Let's examine some crucial aspects of contracts. 1. Competence. In order to agree to a contract, one must be competent. You cannot, for example, make a contract with a hungry 5-year-old, trading a few candy bars for a third of the child's lifetime earnings. The child is not competent, and any such agreement is rightly considered invalid. The social contract, however, is held to be binding upon us from birth. Well, how is that possible? Can an infant do what a 5-year-old or a 12-year-old cannot? Verdict, the social contract fails on this point. Voluntary agreement. A contract must be agreed to. I was never given a choice to sign or reject such an agreement, and I doubt you were either. There can be no contract at all without a voluntary agreement.
Now, don't they say, wouldn't... So, like, the suggestion is that if you decide to be in a certain place, that you have a certain set of obligations. For instance, you walk into a restaurant, you sit down, you eat, and you have an obligation to pay, even though it's not explicitly stated, right?
Yeah. You don't get an instruction book.
And so, I mean, that's societal, not really
cultural.
It's social, right? I mean, you know, you might even be able to make the argument in court that, hey, look, you know, didn't know what was going on here.
Everyone was just being very nice.
I just sat down. They gave me stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I sat down. I got some water. They asked me if I'd like anything else. I said, do you have a grilled cheese sandwich? They said yes. They brought it to me. I didn't look at the menu. I didn't even see there was prices next to it. Mm. What do you want from me?
So we'll continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, how's that different from the social contract then, what you're describing?
That's my question. Yeah. Is how is it different?
Let's talk about that coming up here in moments. We'll also go through a few more points about the social contract. Your thoughts are welcome.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. Get interactive by submitting content right there to the front page of the website. You can vote on other submissions that other listeners have made, and they get to vote on yours as well. And ultimately, we can look at that. We, the hosts, and you, the listener, can look at it and decide, well, what's worth talking about. It's all been selected by listeners like you at freetalklive.com. And you need to know about ExpressCoin.com. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, and you're ready to finally jump in, go to ExpressCoin.com. Bitcoin, of course, is an amazing decentralized currency that is becoming more and more accepted around the world as time goes on by companies as large as Dell Computers and as small as Corner News right here on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire.
Derek J. does almost all of his daily business in Bitcoin.
I think it's 100% of it, actually.
Yeah, there are some things that I just can't do.
Oh, really?
You know, like car insurance, for example. That's right. One hurdle. But for the most part, everything is Bitcoin.
I am so inspired by that. I mean,
it's awesome.
It takes some dedication, because in some cases it's probably a little harder to do the transaction.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts too. Like thinking, I'm getting rid of this Bitcoin for that temporary good. You know, sometimes that's the case. But if for the most part, I think it's worked out, and I feel more free because of it.
So you can get more free by getting some Bitcoin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. You gotta have to have your Bitcoin wallet ready first. If you don't have one of those, go to Blockchain.com to get one for free. But ExpressCoin.com, not only can you get Bitcoin over there, you can also hook up with Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, as well as Darkcoin. It's also now available in Canada through ExpressCoin. Go there, get signed up. It's very fast to create an account. You can then pay for your Bitcoin with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. And again, in the U.S. and Canada, ExpressCoin.com. They've even got a smartphone app to make it easier. And because you're a listener of Free Talk Live, you get a special deal. Put in code FTL. If you're buying less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, then you get it for 0%. No transfer fee, no exchange fee. 0%. Use code FTL for less than $40. If it's over $40, there's no code. Over $40, it's only 3%, which is also the best deal you're probably going to find on the internet for transferring one currency to Bitcoins. So check it out.
Derek, you're an alt guy. What about altcoins?
Love them.
Okay.
I'm into altcoins.
All right.
ExpressCoin.com. You can get a few of the altcoins there. There's hundreds of altcoins. So ExpressCoin has selected probably the four or so
most popular
that
ones.
They think are the most useful. So go and check it out at ExpressCoin.com. We'll get back into the so-called social contract here in a moment. Chris is with us first, though, claiming to be in Antarctica. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I have very sad story for you.
Mm-hmm.
On my way out of the place I'm living right now, I've been ticketed four times in the past 2 weeks. I had a trash barrel in my driveway, had like a sink on the side of my house, and then two parking tickets. So the first one, I get a ticket in my driveway.
Now, hold on a second. You are not in Antarctica. I don't believe there are driveways or neighborhoods in Antarctica.
Good call, Ian. You caught him.
You would not believe how fascist the penguins are. You can't negotiate with them. You think it was the polar bears, but they're so big they don't need to. It's the penguins. They have a complex. But let me just get back to the story. I may or may not confirm or deny what you're saying there. But
so well, I sincerely hope you're not claiming the polar bears live in Antarctica. Go ahead.
Antarctica, whatever. So I get a ticket for parking in my driveway, right? And it's because my truck is sticking out a little onto the sidewalk. That's making me a little. So the next day, I'm too scared to park in my own driveway, so I park on the street. And the same guy gives me a 1-2 combo because my sticker, the sticker on my plate is like, 10 days overdue. So I get a $50 ticket for that. So over the course of 2 weeks, I get like $250 worth of tickets, just one after another. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do here? And I'm thinking of you guys, and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to take this parking guy, and I'm going to film him, because I know how much they love that kind of thing. So I'm going to take my camera out, film him, and I'm going to take all this stuff to hearing, but who knows how it's going to go, right? And it was a perfect time for me to see Ian's video of watching this teen parking enforcement woman walk back and forth 18 times.
Yes. The most recent controversial video posted to freekeen.com. It's stirring up quite a bit of controversy. But yeah, I was on the streets of Keene. We were doing some outreach actually for a political campaign. And while I was out there waiting around, I noticed the parking enforcer. So I grabbed my change and my Robin Hooding cards. Because here in Keene, for listeners that are new to the show, we have Robin Hooding that happens here, which is sort of a noun that has turned into a pronoun that has turned into a verb. And it describes the act of following a parking enforcer around and putting change in expired meters prior to the enforcer reaching said meter, so therefore preventing the enforcer from writing a ticket. I began doing this on the day in question, and she started acting very erratically once we reached the crosswalk. She would act as though she was going to go ahead and cross and then quickly turn around and walk back in the opposite direction. Then she would turn around the other way and walk and act as though she was going to cross, all the while holding up traffic, mind you, because in New Hampshire, there's some rule that says you have to stop for pedestrians that are at a crosswalk. So the folks had obediently stopped and were awaiting her to actually walk across the street, but she kept just changing directions. She'd like walk three or four steps out into the street, and then she'd turn right back around as soon as I started following her, and so she was just playing this little game with me. I picked up my video camera at some point after this had happened at that part of the street. I went back to my car, grabbed my camera, and then came back over to where she was to continue Robin Hooding, and she once again started engaging in this, turning it 180 degrees and just walking back and forth in a straight line.
Bizarre behavior.
It was very strange, and I called her out on it on camera when she was doing this, and that's what I turned into the video, and I added the pong sound effects to it and a little turn counter of how many times she had turned around.
But now, aren't people Robin Hooding every day in Keene?
I believe they are.
And
yeah.
Aren't they keeping close tabs on the parking enforcers so that they
I don't know, Mark. I think some
so
people
are just running around putting coins in meters?
I think some people have different approaches to Robin Hooding. I don't agree with those approaches personally, but I understand why they would take them on. And I can't speak for who does this and who doesn't. I know Rich Paul used to do it this way, where they would just go and put coins in expired meters regardless of where the parking enforcer is. And to me, that feels dishonest because I think that it's not saving anyone. If you're not right in front of the parking enforcer, if you're not imminently where you know they are going to be to write a ticket, then you aren't actually saving anyone from a ticket. So that's why I continue to follow the enforcer. So I don't know how often that happens in downtown these days, Mark. But Chris, you were referring to that video, and you said it inspired you?
Well, it was in two ways. So I love the video. It was quite inspirational. And you were doing a commendable job of actually keeping up with all of these crazy moves. And I love that she even picked up a wingman at some point.
Yeah.
Who tried to berate you unsuccessfully? There was
some college girl who came up and gave me a piece of her mind and took the side of the parking enforcer in the video.
But unfortunately, as inspirational as that was, it de-inspired me as well because I've met you, Ian. You're a fit guy, but even you were picking up a little bit of a breath at some point trying to outmaneuver this woman.
Yeah, you were huffing.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I probably carry around 4 or 5 Ians with me. So I was thinking that if I were to make such a video, mine would be about, 20 times worse.
All right, stand by. I want to hear the rest of the story here because you've been inspired, but not really. We'll find out the rest here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got the social contract still to go as far as we started an article about how it's bunk and we did not finish it, so we will continue that here in a moment and get back into the issue of, well, is the social contract really any different from going to out to eat at a restaurant or going shopping at a grocery store and not knowing what to do? So I thought that was an interesting conversation. We definitely will continue that. Toll-free number is 855-453. Also, you need to know about ProXPN. If you care about your online privacy, go check out ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. This will allow you to encrypt your internet connection, meaning that your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, your ISP doesn't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging all the websites you visit, every search term that you enter, and in some cases, keeping those logs for up to 5 years. ProXPN protects you from that. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started with their software. It's free. You just download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for Linux, but it's still pretty simple. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, You can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and even get past regionally blocked websites. You'll get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use our discount codes to get some sweet discounts. FTL50 is the code that you'll use if you're paying with, like, your credit card, for instance. You get 50% off of an annual account. That breaks the price down to about $5 a month for this amazing privacy protection. FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and the 50 stands for 50%. But you'll get an even better discount if you pay with Bitcoin for that annual plan and use code FTLBTC. You'll then save 62% off of the annual account with code FTLBTC if you pay with Bitcoin. So proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We go back to Chris. He's calling from Antarctica, or so he claims. He says also that wherever it is that he actually lives, there's apparently some pretty heavy parking enforcement officers that are actually enforcing parking laws at your house. So you got in trouble, Chris, for parking in your own driveway because apparently your car was jutting out slightly into the sidewalk area. You were ticketed for that. You then
unlawful jutting.
You parked the car in the street after that and were ticketed for something about that. Is that correct?
Yes. It was a 1-2 combo and got hit with a 10-day expired parking registration sticker.
Uh-huh.
By
okay.
People who don't even do the registration. So they're just offended by the fact that I was late, even though that money wouldn't actually go to them.
Police officers,
anyway.
I don't think police office, police departments do the registration either, but they certainly get the revenue for the ticket. So it's hard to say where it goes. But I've always
not all police departments get revenue from the tickets they write here in Keene and in New Hampshire. Local.
This may be the only state in the.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Right, you can't speak about something as though you know it's true for where that person lives. So be careful when you do that. In New Hampshire, that's not the case. The local police, and I think this is the reason why local police write a lot of warnings rather than tickets, because they don't directly benefit in New Hampshire from writing tickets. The state police, I think, might, but the local boys, I don't think.
Yeah, so. If I can't make generalizations as a talk show host, listen to internationally, the wheels are going to fall off of talk radio. If I have to put a caveat on everything
I
said.
Caveat. This may not be the case in your area, but in some areas.
Here's my caveat. From now and all the way into the future, whenever I make a statement, it isn't true for everything, everywhere, every time. It's simply generally true in my estimation.
And you're also not giving legal advice.
That's right. So, I wonder about car registration. It really seems kind of weird to me. If you're going to have numbers for the car, why do those, like the license plate, right? Like, I can understand why you'd want a license plate for cars, because if it's driving away from a bank robbery, you want to be able to say, yes, it's the car with this license plate on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, why do you need a new sticker every year on that car?
Revenue.
That's what it's all about, is it's revenue, revenue, revenue.
So I want to hear the rest of Chris's story. So, Chris, you said you were partially inspired to record video of this parking enforcer, but then also you have some weight issues, and so you weren't really feeling like it. What happened?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was going to follow this guy around, see him, you know, ask him some probing questions. Then I'm thinking, man, if Ian is huffing and puffing, I would be even worse. And then the saddest part of this all, or maybe the happiest, is that all of my brutalist fantasies, like, crumbled in front of me. All those thoughts of, like, all the guns I have, all the running around the woods, the state's gonna, you know, come get us and I'll be ready. That's all, you know.
You couldn't pull out your cell phone and take some video of this guy. You realize what a chicken you are. Yes, I got it,
yeah,
man.
It's
I know what this
sad
is.
Thing. If we can't even, if there's even a thought about pulling out a camera and doing something, then what, you know, how can any brutalist actually say that they're really going to go at it if it comes down to it? Like if all the failures to.
What is a brutalist?
These people get. But I would say the brutalists are the people who are maybe even looking forward to the showdown between the state and the citizens who are going to rise up to defend themselves against it. Have any sort of good outcome.
Was it physical exhaustion or fear of exhaustion that kept you from video recording,
actually,
or was there something else at work?
No, it was actually the thought of embarrassment. So it was the if I completely would have pulled it off, but it probably would have looked bad.
You mean you feel like you would be embarrassed in that some of your friends or family might see it and think negatively of you?
Kind of. So the YouTube mafia comments. You know what I mean? Like, so if you put something on there, and just the whole thing about that. I actually don't have to.
Go ahead.
Yep. Go ahead.
You don't actually have to put it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true too. But who would see it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it would depend on how important it was.
Well, okay, so for instance, let me give you an example. If you just pull out a video camera with the police or parking enforcer or whoever, whichever government bureaucrat we're talking about here, it could be in a government office or any government bureaucrat. If you pull out a video camera, sometimes they will change their behavior. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll change their behavior for the better, and they will behave well, and the video footage isn't really particularly interesting as a result of that. Or sometimes they'll behave worse and get more ridiculous, and then the video footage is worth uploading to YouTube. So, for instance, had I recorded the video of this parking enforcer last week, and had she just simply ignored me and continued walking in the direction she'd originally intended to walk rather than changing direction 18 times in 2 minutes and acting very ridiculous, then it really wouldn't have been that interesting of a video. I probably wouldn't have uploaded it. I certainly wouldn't have uploaded it to the Free Keen channel. Maybe I would have uploaded it as raw video to Freeman TV Raw, which is sort of this dumping grounds for all kinds of unedited raw video that no one ever really watches, with a few exceptions. So, yeah, I mean, if you pull a video camera out, it's a game changer in a lot of cases, and sometimes for the better, to where, oh, okay, well, that wasn't so bad. He was going to write a ticket, but then he ran away. So, you know, it would have been a success. You never know what happens until you actually try it.
I feel like I've been where Chris is, too, where I've been afraid to take video when I wanted to.
Really?
Because I was afraid in the moment.
Is this like a long time ago? Because,
yeah,
I mean, if anybody's not afraid of video recording, it's you.
Yeah, I've broken that habit, but, you know, in the early days, I would be nervous that people around me would judge me.
Are you talking about when you were in Philly or when you were here in Keene?
Both. You know, when I was in my early days as an activist, I remember one time in D.C. when I was walking around with a video camera and highlighting some raw milk activism. And I was feeling embarrassed that there were people looking at me, walking around with a video camera, judging me. And, you know, you have to say, Chris, like, forget those people. You know, you're doing this for you. And as long as you stay calm and you're polite, there's very little to attack.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate your story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I feel strong. I feel a strong feeling in that way, too. I mean, it's a lot of social pressure just to shut up, sit there, do whatever you're, you know, supposed to do, citizen, until I'm done being a petty little tyrant.
Well, plus, the people that are around you also don't understand video recording, many of them, and they'll get upset. You were attacked recently by a couple of locals over your habit of recording things.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to get interactive in the way that works best for you. With you tonight, Ian here, Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out more of Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. It's a blog and sort of a link extravaganza to all of the other things that you do out there, Derek J.
You're very yeah, busy. It's really been a perfect solution for anyone who wants to find the things that I'm doing. It's at derekj.me. Every yeah. time.
Easy to remember as well. I like that. So check more of him out, and we're going to check you out with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Tom on Skype and calling from Virginia. Hello, Tom.
What's going on, guys?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so I just want to say thanks, man, because I'm recently just kind of found all this Liberty stuff. But you guys were talking the other day about the Pledge of Allegiance and things. And so I've been trying to find, like, something for my, like, kid to do other than, like, he does, like, jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, but I was like, oh, Cub Scouts, I did that when I was a kid, and I went to that first meeting tonight, and just, like, out of nowhere, like, they were throwing around all this religious propaganda, and then, like, the Pledge of Allegiance, and just, like, automatically, everyone in the room, like, stood up and did the Pledge of Allegiance and was, like robots, and I'm just sitting there looking at everybody, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy for not standing up.
Oh, yeah.
This is really odd. But,
you're not only are you not, you're disrespecting the fallen veterans now, you're also corrupting the children.
Well, now wait, you said you brought your son to one of these Cub Scout things?
Yeah.
What was he doing when you were staying seated?
He stood up, and then I talked to him, and that's kind of what I wanted for advice. Like, you know, he's only six. It's like, how do I really explain this to him? Like, it's not what they tell you. In school, I asked him, I said, well, do you know what it is to say the Pledge of Allegiance? He's like, no. And I'm like, he's like, well, it's for the state, you know, to respect our flag. And I'm trying to explain to him at 6 years old, like, you know, without getting too much into detail about really what it is in a way he can understand.
No, Mark has a six-year-old. However, Mark, your son does not go to a government school, so I don't imagine he's coming across the Pledge of Allegiance, if at all.
He has no contact with the Pledge of Allegiance.
How would you explain it? I mean, if you were at a city council meeting or something like that, and then that happened.
I think it's probably easiest to just say that's these people's religion. Well, I don't see what else it
is. It's true. It's a true statement.
It looks a lot like a religious act. I don't really know how to describe it otherwise.
Chanting towards an idol.
There's a lot of ancestor worship involved. You'll hear people talk about the soldiers and the founding fathers and things like that. That's, ghosts. I mean, to me, it's just a lot like, worshiping, saying a prayer to a graven image.
Yeah. I mean, I try to tell them, like what you guys said. I'm like, well, like when you said the other day that, flags are really just war banners and identification purposes for either on the sea or, or when you're in a conflict to see who's on what side and, who's friend or foe. And he kind of got that, but he still kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. But I told him, I said, look, you don't have to say it. But we got up and left out of there just because I don't know. I just wasn't digging all the propaganda, and it was really unorganized.
Yeah. There's also the Campfire Kids, I think is what it's called. So it's another sort of...
Is this as a competitor to Boy Scouts or something?
Yeah.
Is it better in some way? Do they not have the religious overtones, the state worship?
So I've heard. I don't know a lot about it.
Isn't it true there's also, at least in New Hampshire, some sort of a group that is being created?
Yes.
What's that called?
I think it's called... Liberty Scouts or Freedom Scouts or something like that being created.
Okay. So taking away the all of the statist doctrine that you would find in a group like the Boy Scouts and actually, just teaching survival skills and camping stuff and doing all the boy stuff, that you'd expect to see out of a group like that, but without the overtones of worshiping the state.
Do you
that
think
sounds like a good idea.
Do you think there's some benefit to teaching youngsters, how to get along with other statists? Because they're going to encounter them for most of their lives.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like you would teach someone how to get along with the Jehovah's Witnesses who are going to come knock at the door. I mean, it's always nice to be pleasant to people. And
Free Rangers is what it's called on Facebook.
Not be mean to them. I mean, I had some Jehovah's Witnesses come by here the other day, and I was very nice to
them. Yeah, but I mean more so, like, going along to get along type of stuff. Like, isn't that sometimes a valuable lesson? Like, hey, kid, you don't want to be the weird kid, so go ahead and say the pledge.
No,
you don't
I think that's a dangerous lesson.
Yeah,
I mean, why would someone who is...
I don't think that there's anything wrong with
just
saying...
Just because they don't want to get beat up or they don't want to be the odd kid or something.
I think you've got to choose it
for
yourself.
Sometimes camouflage is, like, a valuable skill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you have to choose the, radical step for yourself. And I would say that the best choice for a kid is just stand and... just stand there, show some level of... people consider that the minimum level of respect, so... that's a thing to do. But Cub Scouts is, you're full on, both feet in, statist indoctrination at that point. I still remember, this is what they do, is they indoctrinate you. I promise to do my best, to do my duty, to God and my country, and obey the laws of the pack. I mean, it's full on.
I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, my parents made me do something after I quit. Was it gymnastics or something like that? I quit doing something else that I was doing. And so they've made me do...
You're going to be well-rounded.
...something to take
its, little bump.
Take its place. And I never actually said the oath. They wanted me to swear this oath thing, and I wouldn't do it. Well, that was because at that time I wasn't so much anti-state as I was... anti-religion. I mean, I've never liked authority at the same time. So in order to like get to the rank of actual Boy Scout, to where then you can start getting the patches, I guess. So you have to get the scout patch first, which means you have to be willing to swear their little oath thing and say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I wouldn't do any of that stuff. So I never even got to the rank. I was skipping the meetings and things like that and hanging out outside rather than go in. I couldn't stand that organization. But I liked the camping. I did go camping with them once and had fun. But that was it. Hey, Tom, anything else you want to share?
No, I just think Mark had a good point there. Like, I wouldn't want to tell my kid not to stand because next thing you know, CPS is going to be standing at my door saying, what are you teaching your kid or, getting in the mix of things. You know what I mean? How that stuff goes. But unfortunately, my wife and I both have to work, so we can't.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody gives you, anybody in the family or whatever gives you flack, go to YouTube, search "whitest kids you know pledge," and I think it really sums it up. It is a it's just a brilliant piece of social commentary on the Pledge of Allegiance and how they have these little kids pledging allegiance when they don't know what it means, and what allegiance means, and promising to go and kill the other little kids of other countries if the case ever comes to that. And I mean, it's just it's just
pretty funny.
Yeah, because I mean, they're from. I don't know that there's a Canadian pledge, as I understand that there is no pledge to the flag in most countries. Certainly not one that they have to say on a regular basis, like, you know, every single day, like we did in government school when
Tom,
I was there.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I understand that that's got to be a real struggle for parents, especially parents sending their kids to the government schools. It's like, okay, you don't like, as parents, you understand the state's a terrible idea, you are pro-freedom, but yet there you are, you're sending your kids to these state schools, and then you're afraid because if your kid says something about you smoking pot at your house or, you know, some other belief system that you might have that the state may find dangerous, that all of a sudden an investigation can be launched, your children can be taken away from you on a moment's notice, on a whim, on the say-so of some anonymous tipster or some bureaucrat with an agenda, and I can understand that that would be very scary. At the same time, and I don't have a child, so you know, obviously, take this with a grain of salt. But I would like to think that I would encourage my child to stand up for themselves and to, in this case, sit down for themselves during the pledge, and that I'd let them know I'd be there to back them, you know, in whatever trouble they got into.
I think that that is something that one should do. But I think you said stand up for themselves, and that's what they have to do. They need to not stand up because Uncle Ian says it's the right thing to do, and they need instead to stand up because they have a strong feeling one way or the other about it. And the fact that you had a strong feeling about it, I think, is unusual. I think that most kids just want to get along, go along to get along in order to get through the really uncomfortable period of time we call young adulthood, childhood and young adulthood.
I was anti-authority as long as I can remember. I don't know why. Maybe you are born that way. Maybe some people are born that way.
I think that's absolutely true, that some people, you know, there's nature and nurture. I don't know what the argument is, but somewhere along the line, you got messed up.
I think my parents did a fine job, actually. Thanks very much.
let's get them on the phone and talk to them about it.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have more to talk about with the social contract. We haven't gotten through all the aspects that make that total bunk. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Also, the question about, well, is going into a restaurant and eating, you know, sitting down and then paying or not paying, is that a social contract that's involved in that, too, an unspoken agreement? We'll come back with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.